Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey guys, just a quick message before you start listening to this podcast. Did you know that all of our Red Men Plus content also comes in podcast form? Not only do you get access to all the videos, you also get access to all of our podcasts too. They will download directly into your native app so you can get them on the go. So don't miss out on any more Red Men content. Sign up at redmenplus.com and, like I say, get all of these amazing podcasts directly into your device. Right, I hope you enjoy this show.
Andy Hunter.
Jürgen, what would you put the discrepancy between your home and away results down to this season? Is it one thing or is it broader than that?
Whew.
Thanks.
Oh, yeah. In this competition, it's not that big so far. We lost one and we won one. But yeah. First was Fulham, not a good game, very early. First away game was City, very good game. So, no, I have not thought about it, to be honest. It's nothing, it's my mind at the moment. I'm not sitting here and think about we have away a problem, and that's why I have to say something special for tomorrow. I prepare the team for a very important football game. And sorry, but I'm not prepared for this question in this moment. I had other things to do the last few days.
In terms of squad personnel, Thiago has not travelled.
Still out, yeah.
Is Konate ready to play? And
yeah, he's here, ready to play. Okay, yeah, minutes, I would say. But could play the first minutes, but that makes not too much sense. So minutes, yes. Yeah, that's it. Nothing new yet.
Matip still,
yeah,
not ready.
Yeah. No, no.
And at the back.
I think
the speech headsets.
You have your own mic.
This is my own mic.
Yeah, great.
So, Jürgen, of course, the last year's Liverpool was fantastic and results were very good. And now, being in the middle of the Premier League, so to say, I'm from the Netherlands. Can you explain to me what's going on in the club right now? Is it as a manager now, is it extra stressful? And how do you deal with the current situation?
The job is always quite stressful if you want. But if you win all the time, it's a different. It's stress as well, but it's nicer. Life around winning football games, it's much better. So, can I explain it? Yeah, it's a mix of a few things, but we can see. So, like we see the performances, and they are not as stable and as consistent as they were. That's clear. Now, explanations for that: injuries are a little bit. But in the very beginning, we started against City, played really well. We played Premier League against Fulham, didn't play well. Played then at home against Crystal Palace, where we played well not to forget, very early in the season, got a red card and draw the game. And that's already a little bit, so now we were like playing catch up with everything, and it didn't we couldn't put it so far in consistent performances. That's the point we know. But we were now actually in a good moment until we lost against Nottingham Forest in a strange game with a lot of problems for us. Some players were injured, some players were not allowed to play, but were there. Let me say like this. And then you play against a deep defending side and you lose a game after a set piece, which we should win. So do I expect us to play better consistently? Yes. Am I ready to make the necessary steps to get there? Yes. So it's not very good performances on a consistent level. Don't fall off the trees. You have to work for it and you have to go for it in the long term. And that's what we are doing. We are working on and trying to turn each screw, and we'll do that without being nervous or thinking something is going against us. We know it's a difficult situation. It will be difficult tomorrow here away against Ajax. But I think it makes sense anyway to be optimistic, and that's what I am.
Ajax is, so to say, also in a sort of a transition, and especially internationally, on an international level, they are vulnerable. But is it still something in Ajax that you like? Are there some players that you still think, wow, that's good to see those boys?
Yeah.
Do you have some names, maybe?
I have them. I'm not sure. Your Dutch colleague asked them as well. I'm really not sure. Actually, I caused no extra problems just with telling. So they're still a really good team. And they're in transition, yes. And transition, can you remember a lot of moments where transition was quick enough for the outside world? I don't think it ever happened. It's a click and, oh, same again. So I think that's a bit of a problem with that. But I like a lot of players of the squad, yeah, I have to say. And that's why we know that's a difficult game. And it was difficult. We played a good game in our home game, to be honest. We were good. Couldn't see that in the result, really, but we were. By the way, that's a bit like the situation of our season. We play really good, and then the opponent scores with the first chance. It was not the first time that it happened. But we fought back and won the game. That was good. So, Ajax is still a really good and dangerous opponent, and that's the team we prepare for.
Life is full of awesome what-ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
A positive result gets you through tomorrow night with a game to go. I mean, for all the issues that you've had through the start of the season, there must be some, it must surely shed confidence through the group that you've got one big objective taken care of so quickly.
Yeah, it would be absolutely great, but I cannot sit here and tell you that I feel it already, as if it would be halfway through. So there's a game 95 minutes in between, and if it happens, then I can tell you it was really big and really important. But in this moment, we just prepare for the game. And after our start in the group stage, it was not that people thought, oh, okay, that that's likely that this can happen, but it happened, and now we have to try to close it for us, the group, and that's why we're here for.
Did you feel as though it's actually closer to clicking back than people may think because of what happened at the weekend? It was more of an anomaly, a strange one at the weekend. And
look, we have to. What you need is really clicking. You need consistency in the lineup as well. And we can't do that in the moment, not at all. So we have could be sort problems, bigger or smaller problems. As I said, and it starts with injuries. Then the problem is that then the players who have no injuries have to play too often, and the players who have injuries when they come back have to play too early very often. That's how it is. And then they come back and play, and then they have another not injury, but what is that? Things, and you cannot. Then you are not. Then you get medical department tells you I cannot play longer than 20 minutes. They shouldn't do this. They shouldn't do that. And these kind of things. And that's how you go in a Premier League game, with a team with a knife between their teeth. So that's tricky. And obviously, that situations are not sorted just overnight. Yes, players coming back, but again, when you ask me, who asked me if, if Ibu is now ready to play, he trained now first day properly. So, no, let me say yesterday. Did he train yesterday? Yeah, yesterday. So, okay, yeah, he was not long out. So, but yeah, the muscle thing makes it sense to bring him directly 95 minutes. I'm not sure. Same with Nabi. He needs to train. Oxley needs to train. They're both not in the Champions League squad anyway because everybody told me they will be out for longer. But now they are back, which is good. Not back to play, but back to be around and play a few minutes, so these kind of things. So, but Curtis is back, a few others are back, and of course, that is all helpful. But again, no complaints, nothing, no moan, nothing. It's just a situation. And can I say now that, but the situation before the Nottingham was really strange. So, that you have to play a player who didn't play for a long time with Curtis Jones, and he did really well on a position he never played. Because in the night something happens and these kind of things, and that is then difficult. On top of that, a lot of players didn't play their best football in a difficult game with no real patterns on the pitch, which is rare. Usually you have a few patterns. In this game, we didn't have a lot against a deep defending side. Not easy. So we will see what we can do tomorrow. I'm really looking forward to the game. I'm really positive. I'm really here. It's Champions League. It's Ajax. Big names. Big game. All these kind of things. It's all good. We have enough players here, so we'll give it a proper try. But now saying, yeah, did we turn it? We played really good a couple of times. But it's not that we are without problems. We don't get without problems through this game. So after one, we play a good game, and then two players out after the game. We think, oh, wow. And another one not available for longer than 20 minutes. So that's not easy with the squad we have in the moment. And our squad is not too small. We have just too many injuries, and that's a problem. But for tomorrow, we have enough players here. So good news for all people who are with us. We have enough players here, and hopefully that's tomorrow still the case.
Last one, James.
You will have to wait for your mic, even when your question you think is not interesting.
I just checked the situation with Darwin.
Yeah.
How is he?
That's very interesting. Good. He trained. Normal. Yesterday and today. So, yes. In this moment, he's available.
And was Thiago anywhere close?
No.
Just, do you think he could even be a doubt for the weekend? Or?
I hope not, but who knows? Okay.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for that. I hope you enjoyed it. If you want more Red Men in your ears, then consider signing up to redmenplus.com. You get everything that's on the website in video and, if you want it, in podcast form. From £5 a month, redmenplus.com, you get 2 free items of merchandise every single season. If you sign up as a club legend, you get 20% discount codes every single month, exclusive discounts from our partners, as well as your name in the credits and each and every Red Men Plus show.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessional, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.